you could change any choice you have ever made, would you? You can always make another choice and change the course of your success. Everyone has the potency to make inspired choices. Get ready to listen, share, and experience the creativity that is you. Now, here is the host of the Inspired Choices Show, business optimization expert, Christine McIver.
Yes, that's me, Christine McIver. So welcome, welcome, welcome. It is another show where we are talking all about business. And tonight we're talking about, are you driving your own bus? And bus stands for something, and I'll get into that in just a second. So I am your host, Christine McIver. And if this is the first time you're listening, I'd like to tell you a little bit about who I am. I'm the business optimization expert and the CEO and founder of the Inspired Choices Network, as well as ICN Summits, ICN Publishing, and ICN Pro. So we have a number of different things that we do, and it's been a really amazing journey over the number of years building my company and all the different branches, and it's exciting. It's exciting to be able to see the creations come to life and how there's kind of like sister creations and how they all work in concert with each other. So those are some of the things that I do. My favorite thing is working one-on-one with an entrepreneur and really looking at what they are creating in the world and how I can contribute in giving them insight where they perhaps have gaps, where they could be adding things to streamline their business, to really get their content out into the world, to connect more succinctly with their clientele, the people that they're looking to work with, and then to show them how to do it more efficiently, which is part of what we're going to talk about tonight, and to have pleasure doing it, because I believe that business should be pleasurable. If it's not pleasurable, why are we doing it, right? But a lot of us out here are working really, really hard, and we're pretty dissatisfied at the end of our day because we're not having fun with it. Well, if it's not easy, it's definitely going to be more challenging and less fun. And why should it be? It doesn't have to be. And so do listen into tonight's show. I want to share with you some ideas, some things to consider in your business. So let's get into the show. Are you driving your own bus? Now, bus is your business utilization strategy, and that is key to your business success. I'm just going to read the show notes for tonight. Are you at the wheel of your business journey? Self-awareness and authenticity is critical when it comes to entrepreneurship. Just as a driver navigates a bus through complex terrain, you must steer your business ventures with integrity and purpose. This episode, we will dive into strategies for staying true to yourself and your assets amidst the challenges and opportunities that arise in the business world. From overcoming self-doubt to nurturing resilience, we'll uncover the keys to maintaining unwavering commitment to your personal values and professional endeavors. So welcome everyone who's joining us live, whether you're watching us on our YouTube channel, our TV channel, whether you're inside of Inspired Choices Network, the chat room. And if you're not, do come join us because you can be asking questions and really be learning as we go along and see what you need and what would actually contribute to you and your business. So what is business utilization strategy? Now, you've heard me talk about having a business strategy. A business strategy talks more about your services, your price points, really managing out what you want to be targeting every month over a 6 month to a year period. I don't like to go much farther than that until you've had a few good years where that you've got that understanding of that strategy down and it's working really well in your business. The Business strategy is also about where you're going to grow and what are some of the additional things that you want to be adding to your business, where the gaps are in your business, which includes services, which includes having maybe things like additional consultants or having employees on your team. It could be adding in new opportunities like having your own podcast, your own TV show. That's part of your business strategy. So it's a much more macro look at your business. And what we're talking about tonight is business utilization strategy. So it's really looking at all of your resources. It's focusing on optimizing them, your resources, your assets, and capabilities. So to achieve all of those business strategy targets and goals that you have set. So we definitely want to do a business strategy session so we can really look very, very widely at the organization and where you're at. We've got to take a picture. We've got to take a snapshot of where you are at this moment in time and look for the gaps and look for the wins, right? And when you do that, then you start to see, okay, here are some of the directions that I need to go in. And that's when we start to look at our resources. And the resources, if you're not examining your resources, you are going to be running in 16 directions. And I can remember doing this when I first started my business. I didn't understand all the nuances and all of the individual pieces to a business. And I was trying to do every single thing really manually, as it were, and by myself, and trying to figure it out, you know, like they often say, building the plane on the way down or the way up, whichever way they say that. But this is what we want to do, is we need to be able to evaluate our resources and be really honest with ourselves about that. You know, in the show notes, as I said, we want to stay in alignment with where we want to be with our business and with the integrity of where we want to be. You do not have to do business the way anybody else does business. How many out here right now, just make a note of it, and if you're live, I'd love to see your hands up. How many out here have been following, or at least when you started your business, you were following the way other people did business, right? So many of us start out because we think, well, I don't really know how to do this, so I'm going to start following what other people are doing. It's actually the most common thing that we do, is we follow what other people are doing. And we oftentimes get to a point in our business where we become incredibly frustrated, dissatisfied, actually feeling a disconnect from our business. And when you're in that space of the disconnection from your business, and if you're feeling this right now, pay attention, because when that comes up, that is your business's way of communicating with you and your body's way of communicating with you that you're not doing business your way. That there's things that you need to be taking a deeper dive in, looking at how you want to be doing business and what would actually work for you. And this is something that we as entrepreneurs need to be doing on a regular basis. And why do we need to do that? Because you as an entrepreneur are always growing. You are always evolving. Your business should be doing the exact same thing. And that evolving does not mean growing. So let's make sure we're very clear about this. As you evolve, you know, your evolution in your business and with you could be a focus on an area of expertise that you evolve into. It could be an evolution into how you provide or how you make money. So is it a service? Is it a product? Is it a combination? Are you looking to move from the service world into being a full-time speaker? It doesn't mean that you always have to add more and add more and add more. Now, I know that at the beginning of the show, I talked about the different businesses, the different business sectors that I have added. I have, but I've been doing this for a long time. I've been in business now for more than 15 years. The three additional businesses I have added in the last 3 years. So this is not something that I've been doing for 15 years. I've been working my way up to it. And I don't do it alone either. So that may not interest you. That may not interest you to have that many different types of services or places to focus. You may be very, very satisfied and only ever thought about doing one area of focus. And that's okay. So please understand that as you evolve, your business needs to evolve with you, but that doesn't mean you have to add to it or take away from it. But what is important is that you are following your integrity. You are following what really lights you up. And we talk about this all the time. If you are happy in what you're doing, you are going to attract clients to you. So this is so, so critical. So when we talk about business utilization strategy, we need to be focusing on where's our goals? Where are our targets for the overall business? And then looking at the resources to support those targets. And that's where it's so important that we keep looking back at ourselves, our individual selves, to ensure that we are following and supporting our own needs. So what we want to do is we want to constantly look at the assets, as I said, your resources, your assets, and your capabilities. And your capabilities include the capabilities of your team. Now, your team can be an internal team, or it can be an external team. It can be humans and it can be resources, right? The capability of the different resources that you're utilizing. I have gone through a number of different sources of external apps that I use from different mail newsletter. I'm sorry, my tongue is twisting. From different newsletter programs. To different marketing tools, to different ways of utilizing the content that we are creating with video and audio, there's going to be changes happening in other organizations. So we need to ensure that the resources that we're utilizing, that they're capable to do what really we want to be doing, and that they continue to stay on top of the changes that are going on in the world. So, for instance, if you are someone who does your business online, which 99% of the people that are listening to my show would be doing, you're doing your business online, you want to make sure that you're paying attention to the changes that are happening in the sources where you are promoting, communicating, sharing your content. It may be even in your website. 15 years ago, the website that I first created is long gone. The capabilities that are available for us today not only are prettier and much easier to use, but the functionality is faster. And so when someone is visiting your website or going to some of your other sources, you want to make sure that you have the most up-to-date that works for you. Okay, those two things go together, right? You don't have to always buy the latest and greatest, but you want to have something that is up-to-date and that works for you. And that requires you investigating, is this source working for me, right? It's kind of like when you do an inventory in your home. Is the furnace working, right? Is it up to date? Is there any changes we need to be doing? Are the appliances working? We need to be doing an evaluation in our business just as we would in our home, with our car, with anything that supports what we're doing in the world. Okay, so we're going to stop now. We've got a break coming up. I would love for you to share with us in the chat room, if you're here, what resources you feel you're missing, what resources you feel you don't actually understand, or what you'd be curious to learn more about. And if you're not joining us live, you can certainly send me an email, Christine at inspiredchoices.ca, and share that information. So Stay tuned, my friends. You're listening to Christine McIver on the Inspired Choices Show on our home platform, InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. We'll be right back.
Many of us make choices based on our past experiences or based on what others believe. What would our lives be like if we made our choices based on what we desire for our futures? When you join the Inspired Choices Show with business optimization expert Christine McIver, you'll be provoked to look at what is true and what you know, but may not choose, that requires your attention. Christine does not hold back. She brings all her expertise to every show. Are you ready to create and live the life you truly desire? Listen for Inspired Choices every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Inspired Choices Show with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to christine@inspiredchoices.ca. Now, back to the program.
Business utilization strategy. That's what we're talking about tonight. If you're just joining, please go back and catch the first segment because it's an important part for you to start to understand what's important as you grow your business, even as you start a business. So if you're someone that's just starting out in business, this may seem advanced, but it's not. It's information that you can be jotting down, things to consider as you start to build your business. And remember, you know, every day you as a business owner, and it doesn't matter where you are at, what stage you're at, every day you should be looking at your business with fresh eyes. Looking at what's working, what's not working. You can always change things in your business. You don't need to think that just because you've put all these hours and years into your business that you can't possibly change it. Yes, you can. People are changing their businesses all the time. What's important, as I said in the last segment, is that you are aligned with your business. And if it's no longer giving you pleasure or if you feel exhausted, it's time to have a look at this. It's time to really support you because the brilliance and the expertise that you have cannot come through when you are tapped out. It just can't. And if you're not excited about your business, if you don't jump up every day wanting to create in your business, there may be some reasons why. And you've got to ask yourself, is now the time to look at that? Is now the time to really evaluate what is going on? So let's jump back in. So as I said earlier, what we're going to do is you want to look at your resources, your assets, and your capabilities. So the first thing that you want to do when you're looking at if you're driving the bus is, first of all, are you making the decisions or are you having other people make the decisions for you? You know, even as a business coach, I don't make the decisions for my clients. My job is to show them where the gaps are, what I see as an expert, where the gaps are, to give them feedback on what they're choosing, and then to show them options. They ultimately need to ensure that this works for them. And if you have a business coach that's doing something different, is telling you what to do, they're not actually acting like a coach. They are in the role of a consultant. You need someone who's going to support your vision and your journey. And you need to ensure that that vision and that journey and those decisions are based on what works for you. Absolutely get input for sure. You know, have a trusted expert that you can bounce ideas off of is one of the best ways to learn where you need to grow and some of the things that you need to learn, and especially if that interests you, but do not have somebody else making the choices for you. So you want to start to identify all your available resources. Make a list of your available resources. Look at your assets that you have, everything. Write down all of the tools that you use. What applications are you using? What resources do you have? Look at your equipment resources, your computer. Maybe you have a couple different computers. Look at the resources as a podcaster myself, my microphone, my lighting, my setup. Are those resources working for me, or is that something that I want to change up, right? Taking a full inventory of both the physical items, taking an inventory of all of the computer items, all the resources that it takes for you to create in your business. Those are the resources you want to look at. And then you want to look at the human resources. So let's talk about you as far as the human resource goes. If you're someone that has been, maybe you started out in your business and you started working, let's say 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day for 6 days a week, is that still working for you? Do you want to still require you to be working 80, but that many hours every single week? Or is that something you want to change? If that's something you want to change, you've got to look at the number of hours that you're putting in, anywhere from 40 to 60 hours a week. You want to look at, okay, if I dial that back, if I dial it back to, 10% or 20%, do I require 10 to 20% resources from someone else or other efficient resources to take up the slack of what I did for that time period in order to create as much as I've been creating, right? So you need to look at you. You are the most important person in this equation, first and foremost. And your resource, your asset is incredibly important. It's going to set the stage for making decisions going forward. Now, Len, you want to look at also your technology resources, right? Your technology resources are extremely important, especially with our online world today. You want to also look at your financial assets. Where is the business financially? Do you have savings? Do you have cash flow? Is there a challenge that you're trying to overcome? Do you require some guidance regarding how to plan out your finances in a better way? Are you looking at the tools that you're using to evaluate your finances? That's another resource. I actually work with a business advisor, and I have a financial advisor who looks at all of my numbers, looks at all of my books, and we're planning out 6 to 12 months in advance on the direction that I want to go, where I want to go. And then together we decide, okay, what would be the best options, taking into consideration the taxes as well. So, as someone who is looking to expand the business, you have to look at all of these different aspects. You don't want to be making a decision without taking all of these into consideration. So again, are you driving the bus? Are you looking at all of these assets? Are you looking at all, taking an inventory and looking at all the variables in it? There really are a lot of variables. Some of the other resources is you want to be looking at your personal resources. So do you have assistance in your home? Do you have someone that comes in and assists with maybe the housework? Someone that maybe comes in, assists with running errands? Someone that comes in, assists with your children or assists with making meals or taking care of the landscaping? All of these things, while they may sound arrogant, they take time away from you, if you being in your business. So if you have a business where you want to be growing it and you love doing it and you're not really thrilled about doing the landscaping or the housework, think about the amount of money that you could be making per hour. You will not be paying someone to do your landscaping, your house cleaning, even cooking your meals at the same rate that you would be working, you would be making. So if you're not looking at these resources with this business eye on, you're going to be missing out on some additional opportunities. I know since I added a cleaner into my life, it has freed up at least 4 hours a week for me. That's a lot when you look at that over time. 4 hours a week works out to over 200, I think, over 200 hours a month, a year. I'm sorry, if you're making $100 an hour, that really adds up, doesn't it? This is so important for us to be paying attention to all of our resources. You also want to be looking at your mental resources. How are you feeling? Are you under stress? Do you need additional support to assist you in continuing to grow your business and to continue your business, period, whether you want to grow it or not? You want to look at your physical health, your psychological health. These support mechanisms that we put in place for our resources to be able to optimize our ability to contribute to our business is critical. Without these things, we are going to be taxing ourselves harder and harder and harder, and it is going to impact the business big time. You want to also be looking at, how can I effectively utilize each of my resources that I have? Sit there and estimate, okay, am I underutilizing this or am I overburdening this resource? Think about that from the perspective of, are we asking too much of ourselves? Are we asking too much of our team members? If you have employees or you have consultants that you hire, are you asking too much of them? Are you not actually evaluating what they're doing and ensuring that you are getting what you've agreed to? Are they underutilized? You know, somebody will leave. I was in human resources for 20 years. People will leave their jobs when they're bored. A lot of people will leave their jobs when they're bored. You have to be able to give them something that's stimulating, giving them enough work that is stimulating and interesting and something that utilizes their capabilities to their best. Otherwise, if you are giving somebody work that is like, let's say, entry-level work, that they're not an entry-level person, you're underutilizing them as a resource. You're paying them for something that you could be paying someone else less money to do. That is not a smart use of your assets that you have hired. And you're at risk of losing those people if you're not utilizing them fully. If you're over-utilizing them, if you're over, you know, really pushing the resource with those people, they're also going to push back. And then you're going to be at a deficit because what you've been expecting them to do, if they should leave, you might have to hire two people to do that. Right? I've been in jobs where I would take on more and more and more work because I really like working. And when I would leave, they oftentimes would have to hire two people. I think maybe that, I mean, although I love to do more, that was really the responsibility of the manager to see that I was taking on more than the average person would in that role. And then that really put them in a tight spot for a few months after I left. So you as a business owner, you need to think, if this person leaves, can I replace them? If this consultant no longer wants my work, can I replace them with the same output? At the same amount of money coming that I'm having to pay out. You need to be evaluating this. Now, I know that this is a lot. I know that there are so many things that I've already shared that many of you have probably just shut down. But what I really am getting to is that you have to be looking at all of these pieces. Otherwise, you're not driving your business. You're allowing yourself to be at the effect of situations that change in the world. And you certainly don't want to be at the effect of things. You know, when the pandemic hit, a lot of people were not set up to really operate online, and they were at the effect of that change. Now, did they see it coming? Kind of, yes, kind of no. You know, we were moving into online a great deal before that, but a lot of people were still doing a lot of stuff in person, and then all of a sudden, they weren't able to do that. Regardless of where you were then, where are you today, and what do you want to be doing with your business? Are you willing? I want you to ask yourself this question. Are you willing to slow down to do a full audit, a full inventory of your business so that you can really be optimizing every resource, including yourself, so that you can be really utilizing the expenditures that you are paying for to create in your business and utilizing the time investment to the best of your abilities? Those are questions that each and every business owner should be saying, yes, I'm willing to, because otherwise you are at the effect again and again of what's happening in the world. And that's never a good thing. Absolutely not. Changes are going to happen. You need to be able to pivot your business. You need to be able to change things up when things do change in the world, and they're going to constantly change. If you don't have a full evaluation and a full understanding of where you are at with all of these pieces, you are going to be at the effect of the change. And that's not in your best interest. Okay, we are up to our second break of the show. You are listening to Inspired Choices. I'm your host, Christine McIver. We are on the Inspired Choices Network, and we will be right back after this break.
Many of us make choices based on our past experiences or based on what others believe. What would our lives be like if we made our choices based on what we desire for our futures? When you join the Inspired Choices Show with business optimization expert Christine McIver, you'll be provoked to look at what is true and what you know, but may not choose, that requires your attention. Christine does not hold back. She brings all her expertise to every show. Are you ready to create and live the life you truly desire? Listen for Inspired Choices every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Inspired Choices Show with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to Christine at InspiredChoices.ca. Now, back to the program.
Hey, my friends, thank you so much for being here. We're talking all about business utilization. And business utilization really is such an important piece of your business. And having a business utilization strategy is the where you are going to leverage what you're doing, the resources you have to execute on what you desire. Makes sense, right? You don't want to have like six different things you're paying for and you only need one. That's one of the biggest things that I do when I'm working with a client is I really take a full inventory of everything that they have. And I'll tell you, one of the biggest things that I see is mismanagement of emails. Now, I've talked about emails probably more than most people, but I have seen people spending so much of their personal energy and trying to find things because they have an excess amount of emails. They have an excess amount of places where they have to go to. I've come across where where someone has had all of their emails online. None of the emails were connected, and they had about 6 or 7 tabs open that they had to go into, singularly go into each of these to look to see what emails came in. That is such a waste of your time. And you've really got to look at, how am I utilizing my time? Your time is your most precious resource. You've heard this before, but how do we get more time back? A lot of people will say, hire someone. Well, that's all well and fine. But if you don't have your house in order, if you don't have everything that you're doing streamlined, then how in the world are you going to be able to stay on top of all of that and hire someone, support them, train them, guide them? You're not going to have the time, and you're going to end up with things going in a lot more directions. So after you've taken your inventory of all of these things, and it might take you a couple of weeks actually to go through all that, and that's okay. Don't worry, just keep going at it. What you want to do is you want to now define your objectives. What are my objectives? You want to have strategic alignment to ensure that you're utilizing your strategy and it aligns with your business strategy and objectives, right? So this is where we take both the business strategy and the business utilization and we bring them together. Do they match? Is that making sense, right? Am I hitting my objectives of what I want to be doing in my business? Again, it's a big job, but I'm telling you, when you start to really clean house, right? It's kind of like spring cleaning, but we should be doing this the deep dive often. Now, when you've done it once really deep, it is so much easier I would say review it in every 6 months. It's so much easier to come back and go, okay, where are we at? Is that still working? Is that not working? Has something changed, right? One of the biggest resources that I talk about often is having all of your tasks written out in an SOP. Have all of your SOPs written out on all the tasks that are being done and review them on a regular basis. We're in the midst of reviewing all of our SOPs. And we just took a quick glance. One of my team members and I took a quick glance. And right away we said, oh, we're not doing it that way anymore. We're not using that source anymore. And so we need to continue to stay on top of these. You know, it's like, if something happened to you, could your business go on? If something happened to your key team members, could your business continue without additional stress on you? This is where, when you are creating these SOPs and they're up to date, they can help the team members. They can help to train new team members that are coming in. And that it should be part of your strategy. That's an inventory item that needs to be at the prime space all of the time, because change is going to happen. So you want to ensure that you have all of your assets, all of your inventory items, they are most current, and that they are ready at any moment that you, the business owner, know exactly where things are at and what is working and what's not working, so that you can see what, you know, do we need to continue with that? Is that something we want to discontinue with? Does that no longer fit with our business strategy? Extremely important. You can have a great business strategy, but if you don't have the utilization strategy as well, then you're lost. It's kind of like having goals and not having the structure in place for those goals. I hope that makes sense. You want to make sure next that you are optimizing your resources and your allocation of your resources. So when we allocate our resources, are we using the right resources for our high priority tasks? Are we looking at the things that are most important? And are we looking at the resources and utilizing initiatives so that they actually hit our goals? So for instance, you may have, let's say you have some time allocated for certain tasks, and you really enjoy doing some tasks that are lower priority, but you do want to have these higher priority tasks done. If you find that you're avoiding doing them, if you're always behind in doing them, or if when they're being done, they're not being done with the right amount of time that you've allocated, then you need to look at, okay, who or what would be the best resource that we can allocate to that task, right? Perhaps here's something to look at. You may not have any team members or consultants you've hired yet, but what if you even looked at your own resource, your own energy level? When are you best energy-wise? Some people are very slow morning people. They like to do the easy tasks in the morning and then they energize as the day goes on. Or some people wake up and they're more energized in the morning. If you're more energized in the morning, I want you to take at least 2 hours and block those 2 hours out so you can get the high priority tasks completed. Utilize your resource for those items that require attention to detail, that require your expertise and your eyes on it to execute on them. If your high energy time is in the afternoon, block out 2 hours. And I say 2 hours because 1 hour never seems to be enough. And especially if it's a high priority item, you want to utilize your energy to the maximum ability and really jumping in there. Now, if you don't require 2 hours, then I'm sure that you'll be able to find some other lower priority items that you can work on. But blocking out time to work in your business is extremely important. You know, most people are like, I want to get more clients. I want to get more clients. I want to get more clients. But if you do not have your systems, if you're not executing properly, and if all you're doing is trying to bring more people in, you're going to be chasing your tail because your systems and your resources are going to be underutilized. You're going to think you're making money. You may not be if you don't do this evaluation, because what you're paying for, all of your assets might be going out there. I know people that have, they're creating content, but they're not actually utilizing that content. They're not leveraging the content to create their business, to really leverage their business. And they're just trying to get more and more and more clients. Well, they're putting so much energy into that, they're missing a huge opportunity on what they can be doing with their content. They're not seeing the benefit of social media platforms. They like it the old way. Well, I hate to tell you this, but things have changed and things are going to continue to change. And if you're not willing to see that television ads or radio ads on the old radios are just not going to be hitting your target market, you're missing out. You're going to miss out and you're going to be chasing your tail trying to create the business. You want to continue to look at, okay, what are the changes happening in the world? What are the things I need to be aware of? And what am I doing with my time? If you're going to have things show up differently in your business, you have to be willing to do something different. You can't stay comfortable. And taking care of yourself mentally and physically is such an important piece to be able to step back, take a breath, and make a pivot in your business, make a change. You've got to be willing. If you're not willing to change, you will be like Sears. You will go bye-bye. You will be like all of the businesses that we know, they did not pay attention and they missed the changes that were happening and they were at the effect of it. And eventually the businesses shut down. Every single person is at that risk if they're not paying attention to what they're doing, and most especially what they're doing with themselves. All right. We've got to constantly not only prioritize our resources, but be flexible. You got to keep maintaining flexibility with your resources because they have to be able to adapt to all of the changes and business needs and market conditions. And so when you're looking at something in your business, whatever the resource is, try not to just go, okay, that's done. All right, that's done. I never have to look at that again. If you're somebody that, then this is me. I love to check boxes. It's done. It's done. And it was a real challenge for me to see, oh, I have to keep coming back to this. I need to keep looking at this because the changes in the market demand it. All right. And thinking, speaking of demands, my producer says we're up for our next break. So you're listening to Christine McIver on the Inspired Choices show here on the Inspired Choices Network. We'll be right back after this break. Stay tuned.
Many of us make choices based on our past experiences or based on what others believe. What would our lives be like if we made our choices based on what we desire for our futures? When you join the Inspired Choices show with business optimization expert Christine McIver, you'll be provoked to look at what is true and what you know, but may not choose, that requires your attention. Christine does not hold back. She brings all her expertise to every show. Are you ready to create and live the life you truly desire? Listen for Inspired Choices every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Inspired Choices Show with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to christine@inspiredchoices.ca. Now, back to the program.
Thank you, everyone, for being here tonight. And if you're enjoying this show, I would really appreciate it if you could go over to Apple and give us a 5-star review and share this show with someone else that you know could use it. You know, this is how we get our information out to the world, and this is how we support other people looking for the information. I would be incredibly grateful. So just go to iTunes, Apple, and search for Inspired Choices with Christine McIver, and I would appreciate if you could give us a review. Thank you so, so much. So before we close off, I just want to bring in a couple more things for you to think about. The standard operating procedures, which is the SOPs, are one way that we are constantly looking at how our processes go. But one of the things that we need to do with our processes is we need to continually improve them. I don't know if you've ever heard of a lean operations. This is things that started out in factories. I've worked in factories from the office where they had business processes in place on the floor with the factories that were lean. Lean means how can I apply the lean principles, which lean are how can I, you know, touch this one piece of paper once? How can I, they're always looking at the process of how we do things and how we are using the least amount of time working with that item. How can we streamline our process even more and looking to eliminate waste and improve efficiency in the process? So even if you have your standard operating procedures, when you are going about your operations, each individual within the organization needs to have that mindset, and you as a CEO need to continually ask for them to look at that, ask for them to keep you in the loop on changes that they're seeing happening. You know, there's changes that happen, what we do here at the network, all of the changes that are happening online when we're utilizing time to distribute the content from the shows here on the network. We are always looking at, okay, what's changed on this platform? All right, let's figure out how to do this differently now so that we are maximizing our time. You've got to continually look at what you're doing and making sure that it's lean and continuously improving it. If you're not, then you've just put something in place and it goes stale. If you can keep your mind around, okay, what are we doing? Is there a faster way? What are new things? You know, all of these different technologies that we're utilizing, they are upgrading all of the time. Unfortunately, we have to spend some time. We got to research what the changes are and how can we utilize those to the best of our ability, and so that they match the resource allocation that we have in the business, and so that we can utilize things to the best of the ability to meet our targets and our goals. Extremely, extremely important. So you also want to enhance your workforce productivity, all right, which includes you, is really invest in the training. Training and development is one of the most important things that as a business owner, you need to be investing in yourself in training and development, and you need to be investing in training and development with your team members. Even if they are consultants, you want to ensure that they have the most modern, the most up-to-date knowledge on how to utilize what you're doing in your business, on how to operate within the functions without you. If you have to constantly be overseeing what they're doing, you might come to a question of like, well, then why did you hire them? If you're always going in there and having to do something for them, have you not trained them properly? Have you not given them the amount of training that they require? Is there something else going on? But when changes are happening on these different platforms and you have different technology coming in, you have to do training and development and really help to enhance their skills and their productivity. They're one of your greatest resources, and so are you. If you're not upgrading your own knowledge with the technology that's going on, you're going to be falling behind in what you can be executing on, or you're going to be paying a lot of money to get somebody else to do it. When maybe if you took some additional training, that doesn't have to be incredibly in depth, but if you slowed down so that you took the training in, you could understand things much better. You want to monitor the performances of things that are going on, and you want to foster a culture of utilization. The importance of everybody on the team to know to how to optimize the resources and how to save the time. Otherwise, again, right, the bottom line is going to be impacted, or the team members are going to be impacted that they're not enjoying. Then when you are looking at what's going on in the company, what's going on with the different operations, you want to be able to have people give you feedback. Have a feedback where you're really monitoring, okay, how is that going with that? And then you look to change things, right? You want to consider, bring all of these things in consideration so that you can be enjoying your business, so you can be really hitting your targets, and you can be moving about the technology that we have in the world today with much more ease. I hear so many people over and over again, oh, I'm not good with technology. I'm not good with technology. I'm not good with technology. These are some fairly high up there people that I see in business. And I'm shocked, actually, because I don't think that we can actually afford to be saying that anymore. If you're in your own business, I don't think you can afford to do it. It doesn't mean you have to do all the tasks, but you certainly should have the training to understand so that you know that your team members, that you know that the consultants you hire, or that you know that the products that you're paying for, you're utilizing to the maximum ability. Your bottom line requires it. And you as a business owner need to get over technology and get somebody that can really train you and help guide you. If you are interested in anything I spoke about tonight and you would like support with both a business strategy or a business utilization strategy, do reach out to me. Christine at inspiredchoices.ca. You can find me anywhere on social media. And next week, stop buying your own lies. That's going to be a great show. Until next week, my friends, remember, you can always make another choice.
Thank you for choosing to listen to Inspired Choices Show. Christine McIver will return next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. We hope you'll join us. Until then, be willing to choose what you really desire. This is your life, making the choices that bring you all that you desire.